Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hey, oh my goodness. Here we go.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We are on pilot. We got a hot show, a lot of hot topics to talk about. Hey, I got my co-host in the building. My daughter Kiana Lockhart is in the building. Kiana, what's going on? Are you here? I know it's here. I know I see you. And I see Mr. Daryl Smith is in the building. Daryl, where you at? Daryl, are you in the building? Show me. You're in the building. Okay, Cam. Lisa Stewart. What's going on, Lisa?
Hey, I'm out here enjoying this beautiful California weather.
Oh, is it okay? It's warm out there. What's the weather like out there?
Beautiful. Perfect day. Not too hot, just perfect.
Okay. All right.
That's why we pay that high rent.
Well, it's a lot going on, and, you know, I am always great when Daryl Smith blesses us, you know, when he's in the building. So with no further ado, as we go into it, Daryl Smith, can you tell us exactly what you do and your makeup, your job specification, what you do, and your position, sir?
Well, Sean, you know, I wear a lot of different hats, man. The hat that I'm really marching for right now deals with the NAACP and the whole injustice with the, once again, the death of the innocent black man in Minneapolis, George Floyd. So that's what I'm mostly marching about today and been talking about all week. Just the continual effort, man, to bring light to the injustice that's happening through the police department and people of color. So that's the drum major that I'm marching on today. From a professional standpoint, I'm the president of a hemp and medical cannabis holdings company, and we're looking forward to doing a lot of different research and development projects to help society eradicate cancer from a pharmaceutical standpoint. Getting them to come on board and quit taking our money and helping us make money.
Okay, dig that. Kiana, are you here? We got you live. Do we got your station live now? Are we in the building? Okay, welcome to the show. Hey, Lisa Shanice, co-host, who definitely, we're going to get her talent, and she will be on every week, you know, making sure that she dressed right dress. So, big sister Lisa, we're going to make sure, look, this one right here, she is A, she's doing good in school, and we want to congratulate you on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Kiana, can you tell us a little bit about what you're studying and what was your major?
Yes. So I actually just graduated my AA in communications.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm actually going for my bachelor's and, of course, my master's after I finish my BA in communications and public relations. And then I'll also specialize in media. So to kind of get some, you know, background and experience, I'm actually starting a YouTube channel, and I'm also going to be doing this talk show, and then also I'm starting a podcast with one of my friends, which she should be on the line. Her name is Stacy. So
Stacy, let's see if we can get Stacy. Let me see if this Stacy. I think this may be Stacy right here. Let's see. I'll see this call. I'm not familiar. This must be Stacy. Is this Stacy in the building?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey,
hi,
welcome
everyone.
To the show, Stacy. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session in the building with Lisa Stewart, Daryl Smith, president of NAACP, and, of course, your BFF, your partner in crime, Kiana Lockhart, in the building. How you doing, Stacy? Now, Stacy, let's talk about, did you just not graduate? Did you just graduate as well?
No, so unfortunately, I'm not in school yet. I'll be going to school next year. I'm going to go to school to be a veterinarian technician, so.
Okay. So I'm going to – nice, congratulations. And, you know, you have our full undivided support. So, Stacy, Stacy and Kiana, we definitely want to have y'all being part of the show moving forward from, you know, what I call the millennial perspective, because we want to get some of your ideas and concerns so you can show us ways from the new outlook of how things are and how you think they should be and how can we mobilize them all together as a team in one unit.
Yeah,
so me and Lisa and Daryl are going to bring a couple of topics together, and we want to get, you know, this is called the Think Tank Hour. I will have a couple other call-ins today, and we'll take that when they get here. So the first thing I want to allude to is, first off, deal with COVID-19. So let's talk about, the effects of COVID-19 in your community. How is it affecting your community right now? From a millennial
Kiana,
perspective.
You want to start off, or... One more time.
Okay. How is COVID-19 affecting your community?
For me personally, living in the IE, I don't know how it is. I know, Stacey, you're in the LA area, but I also like there's a lot of cons with everything that's happening, but I also feel like there's a lot of good things that are happening as well. For me, one of the biggest things that's positive, I'll start off on that note, that's positive with COVID, I would definitely say is it's bringing a lot of people outside. A lot of families are coming together. I notice that a lot. I feel like even I'm only 21. I'm going to be 22 in July, and I feel like the idea of family and people coming together and actually being present and there in the moment has been lost. And I noticed that just by growing up and noticing that, like, a lot of people, they're not outside walking. They're not outside making conversation, especially in California. Like, it's every man for themselves kind of perspective. Yeah. So I feel like a lot of the time living just in California in general is just, it's kind of like, oh, you know, you go to work, you go home, you sit in the house, you might watch TV, and you kind of repeat your day. Opposed to now that COVID-19 has happened, a positive is just like, it's bringing a lot of people together. I know for me personally, when I go in public now, I have a lot more authentic conversations. Well, I don't even know. And I also see a lot of families outside, like, roaming the city, working out together, and, like, actually communicating with each other, which I think is a beautiful thing because I personally believe that idea of, you know, living a life has been gone for quite some time.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
You agree, Stacy? Okay, now that we covered the COVID-19, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Okay, and this is where I want Lisa and Daryl to definitely chime in, and then we're going to have Stacy and Kiana give their input. Let's go starting from next year. What is the concept, if we talk to Tatiana Jefferson on October 12th, where police shot her and murdered her in Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, through her window?
That's crazy.
So, and Daryl, well, let's talk about the essence. Let me just generalize it so we can bring it home. Let's talk about Tatiana Jefferson. Let's talk about what happened in Minnesota with George Floyd, with the four officers. Let's talk about Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's talk about Ahmaud Arbery in Atlanta. I mean, come on. Let's talk about the one young lady that was killed in Tallahassee today. Let's have, how can we have a how can we get past one police brutality? What can we do? I know a lot of people are outraged across the country. Where do we start? Let's go with Lisa first, and then from the NAACP perspective, Daryl, and then Stacy and Kiana.
Well, one of the things we have to do is definitely become more active, show up at these community meetings, and just make sure that people understand that we are a united front, because right now within the African-American community, we have not been a united front. We've been separated. Even on my Facebook timeline, I have friends that I've gone to high school with who are African-Americans who are saying, oh, you guys are crying about this. Why not cry about Chicago when we're killing each other? And I'm like, dude, that's a totally different thing. People that are in a certain situation, they expect to live on the edge. But this is an innocent person that was walking down the street or running down the street or whatever. It's definitely not the same thing. So, you know, one of my biggest points is we have to come together as a united front before we can even go address the police.
Okay. All right. Daryl Smith.
Yeah, absolutely. If you I think that you know, I hate that these types of incidents have to bring us together in this type of situation, because most of the time we'll come together in a sense of anger, and then from out of the anger, we try to get some type of resolution. I do believe that the police brutality, everything that's been happening, has never stopped. It's just now it's becoming more visual with the aid of technology, body cams and cell phones and all that type of stuff. But I don't think it ever stopped, man, from back in the day. So now that we know that it's becoming more visual, we can see the rudeness in the Justice Department, the police department, on how they just really don't love us to a certain degree. What we got to do, though, is to show love, and show love through protest, show love through organization, not be afraid to call out injustice, and then hold our elected officials accountable to make sure that justice happens, man. And that only can happen through demonstration and through voting.
Yeah. Okay. Most definitely. Okay, Kiana?
I definitely agree with it. Was Miss Lisa, and then you keep calling him NAACP. What's his name? I'm sorry.
Daryl Smith.
Daryl. I agree with both of what you guys had to say. And when it comes to protesting and being active, I definitely think it's important to be aware and to know what's going on. But at the same time, I feel like if you want to make a change, you don't make a change when something has already happened. It's important that you're always aware and realizing and trying to stay proactive before something like this goes down. Of course, we can't control what happens when somebody's behind a gun. That we cannot physically control. But if, you know, more people, I don't know, like more people of color, you know, trying to, you know, get into the police department and actually trying to make justice and doing the same, more of our people becoming lawyers and just little things like that. And, of course, having positive activism where it's not, you know, we don't got to be
violent.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay, Stacey, you want to chime in on that?
So, of course, I agree with Kiana and everyone. I feel like one thing that I feel like is very important is, or at least that I'm very thankful for in our generation, is that we don't, I mean, I know there's a lot of, we act out with, you know, with anger, and, you know, we don't really think things through. We're just angry about what we've seen and what's going on. But I feel like I've seen a lot of people in my generation come together in a positive way to make a difference. And I feel like that is completely, like, I feel like that's number one with everything. I know that everything is frustrating and it's completely ridiculous, and it's very sad to see these things. And, you know, like I believe Daryl said, is, you know, we have social media now, so everything is totally different. Now we can actually see exactly what's going on. So it's hard for our eyes. It's very harsh. And you know, I think it's really important to come together in a positive way. Even though times are completely negative, we have to come together in a way where we're not angry when we're making choices, because I think we all know in any type of, you know, choice that we make, we never want to make a decision out of anger. And I feel like this has to do with that too. And I think that it's really important to come together in a positive way to make a change instead of doing things out of violence or any type of anger.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Y'all are definitely on point. Y'all are definitely on point, because these millennials have an essence of change. I want to commend you, ladies. That's why I told them, I said, you know what? Today we're going to talk about some current events. Then I'm a faded black. It's time for some time where you got to pass your torch and continue to let those that want to lead. So when we talk about leading, let's talk about, where do you think our leadership should come from? Are you happy with the leadership in the White House?
No.
Absolutely not.
I got it. Absolutely not. I guess. Oh, okay. So I guess that's all those that are on this phone line that is on this line is not happy. But I know I got one person that definitely come in and say he is extremely happy about this leadership. And he is dying in his phone. As we play this next song, I'm definitely going to let him come in, and we want to talk about this leadership. He is about, I said, quarterly. You know, we want to respect everybody. You know, Republicans, Democrats. And yes. What's the question?
No, I'm just saying it's really important to respect everyone and whatever.
Say that.
Say however they feel.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
You
no
know,
problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead, Lisa.
No, Sam, we actually do need Republicans, but we need Republicans that make sense and that's open to saying that this man can make mistakes. Because I believe everything that a Democrat will say. You know, I call myself a right-wing Democrat because, I'm looking for the right people. I don't care what party you come from.
Yeah,
I need
exactly.
the right people to make the decision. And you know, that's a great divide, too, because when you hear a Trump supporter, they're all in.
Yes.
He's basically preaching gospel. And I'm like,
yes.
You had to know that that was a mistake. Because I would have told you, if my favorite candidate or whoever, I'd hold them accountable, period.
Right.
And I think that's where the divide comes in. And we'll definitely love to talk to him after the song.
After the song, y'all, we're going to take y'all back. Here we go. Y'all know we do this. All the shouts out to May. You look my granny, mom. We gonna play it to the roof comes down, because you know sometimes you have to step back to know how you can step up. And this is where we go. And I want y'all to listen to the words of this song. I'm gonna play half of it. So Kiana, Stacey, I want y'all to listen to it. And then hopefully I got a special guest on the line. T Boogie, my brother Trent Shuttlesworth, is in the building.
Somebody got a mute.
You didn't get me.
It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back down memory lane. I see the happiness. I see the pain.
Okay, come in. Yeah.
Where am I?
Okay.
Back down memory lane.
Somebody got a mute.
You're standing there. Such a happy pair. Hello.
Thought it was over. Here I go again.
Uh-huh. I'm on my podcast. I'm on.
Hey.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we got a live show. This is a very interesting subject. Jumping off, I want to thank Kiana in the building, Stacy, my man, Daryl Smith of Omega Sci-Fi and NAACP, definitely in the building. T Boogie, definitely in the building. Also, my brother, soul brother, my brother, my family for life, Mr. Orlando Chapman is in the building, all the way representing Cincinnati, Ohio. What's going on? How you feel? What's going on, Orlando?
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing? I'm just making sure you safe in your space, washing them hands. That's all.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I tell people I need you to wash your hands for 20 seconds. I need you to wash your feet for 40 seconds. And most important, at the end of the day, for 3 minutes at least, we need you to wash your ass. That's right. We need you to wash your ass. I'm going to act like the Black Eagle Joe Madison out here. My mom listen to him every day. So if somebody happened, Lisa, just say, let's blame it on Joe Madison. They making us do it. So, Lando, we're talking to everybody about our leadership right now. Are you happy with the leadership of America? What is your take on all this police brutality? And should we stand with Colin Kaepernick in that part? But how do you feel about that, sir?
You know, right now it's just like a whole big ball of emotions, you know, a big bowl of emotions, I should say. You know, being here definitely in Cincinnati, as you know, when it jumped off of Timothy Thomas, you know, in the 90s.
Right.
And the whole police reform thing and the way it switched and, you know, these collaborative agreements and different things like that. So, you know, just paying attention and watching it and keep reliving it over and over and over. I mean, how could you be happy with any of the relationships that's going on right now? I mean, because I think we have become what I want to say, we have become dazed, and what we allow is to continue to point out solutions. No, we point out problems with no solutions. So we have a lot of conferences. We do a lot of congregating, but we still haven't put action forth. We're continuing to moonwalk backwards. So I'm not happy definitely with any of the leadership that I'm looking at right now. And as far as standing, I have to just see a little bit more. So that's just my
take. Okay, I got you. Okay. I also got another guest that just chimed in all the way from Chicago. Let's welcome Jimmy Lee Tillman to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Welcome to the Real Live Sean Ross
Unmuted.
Talk Show. Jimmy Lee Tillman.
What it do? Live on Jimmy Underground Radio Network, too. We just did a last little crossover here, everybody. We broadcasting live on the Mac Daddy Sean Ross Show. How you doing, my friend? What's going on?
All right. As always, glad to clap back. I know you're on air to everybody in Chicago and all the listeners on the Jimmy Lee Tillman Underground Verbo. We salute you from the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show.
I got to get ratings, too, man. I got to get ratings, too. So I figure everybody
got
to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. I know you got ratings.
I just can't have you on my show. I came on your show just hogging it. I want everybody to hear you on my show just dogging it. Go on there, Mac Daddy. You know, we got to cross it over.
All right.
My 80,000
All right. Yes, sir.
Worldwide, Sean Ross, do your thing.
All right. So Jimmy Lee, we're in the middle of a conversation. I'm glad you're here. I have my millennials on the phone, Miss Kiana Lockett, and also have Stacy. I also have the NAACP that you do know from Wilberforce University, Mr. Daryl Smith. He's in Chicago right now. He's the president of NAACP for a couple of chapters. And I also have Mr. Orlando Chapman out of Cincinnati. And I also have my brother, Mr. Trent Shuttlesworth, grandson of the civil rights leader, Reverend Fred Lee Shuttlesworth. And we welcome you to the show. And we want to have yes, indeed. So we want to talk about leadership, and we're basically talking about all the murders, public through the case of police brutality. Can you give us your take on all the police brutality? We're talking about Tatiana Jefferson. We're talking about George Floyd. We're talking about Breonna Taylor. We're talking about Ahmaud Arbery. And just recently in Tallahassee, another shooting that killed an African-American female. When will it stop, Mr. Tillman?
Well, I can't say when it's going to stop, because murder and police brutality has been going on since America has been existing. But the question you should ask me is, when will justice be served? Now, the people you have named, have the offenders been arrested? Are they walking the streets? Or have we received justice? See, the question is, back in the day, people can hang us and burn us and lynch us and murder us with no justice. Are we receiving justice is a question. So I would ask that to your panel and everybody out there. All these names that we mentioned in the morning, have they received justice? Have the perpetrators been arrested and received time? Or are they walking the streets like Zimmerman? I need to know that, people.
Okay.
That's
the question. And all for the great part, you know, you got to say,
justice, right?
I can't answer
justice,
that fully
right?
for each one. It's about justice. And while you're there, I'm down there, I got another emergency guest that just jumped on this line, and he has something to make a rebuttal as well. And I want to welcome my DP, Jimmy Tillman. You know who he is. My big brother of Omega Psi Phi, my Dean of Plessy, Mr. Eugene Huey, is in the building. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Welcome to the show, big brother.
What's going on?
We can hear you.
I'm glad
you jumped in on the show.
So
you want to chime in? I know you've been listening to the show. You feel free to chime in. Are you happy with our – first, let me ask you this question, Gino. Are you happier with the leadership that you see in America right now?
No, come on, no. No, but you know what?
Can I ask my question about justice now and about leadership? The question that proposed to Jimmy Lee. Hey, Gino, how you doing, man? Big fan, love you, boy. You was a man down in the yard to the state, man. Let me tell you something. You was a man down in the state. I won't say that. You held it down. But I'm going to say this. It's about justice, Gino. Now, I can understand the deaths are tragic, and we all feel the moans and pains of a man screaming mama. But we must realize that they were charged with murder. But my thing is this. Pain from Zimmerman on down to what's happening right now. We can even bring every last black man from being burnt and lynched. When we didn't have justice, we cried. Now we have justice. Are we complaining that we're still being murdered? Are we complaining that we're not getting justice? Because we are getting justice. Am I correct? Are they being locked up
both.
And being arrested?
I say
no.
Both,
right?
Jimmy.
They're being locked up and arrested.
So let me ask you a question. First of all, the first
go
question
ahead, my man.
So, in black America,
in order for you to resolve issues, you resolve issues by law. That's why Trump is aggressively assigning all these judges to the Supreme Court.
By law.
Because laws,
that's true, by
laws is what gives you changes. If it's against the law, it's the law. So Black America has continually catered to what the message the white people have given them when it comes down to the legal right and the justice. You don't see any race or culture of anybody going through this but us. But, hey, if you allocate
right,
the resources and you buy a black
group
of lawyers that they'd be able to drive up laws. Forget about reparations. I'd rather for my kids to have an education. You can get the government to give all African-American children that were born and raised in this country an education more quicker than you can get a reparation. And if you get them to sign over to get
yes,
education,
amen.
That helps us. That helps the financial for us to get even on the financial tip. But then from the legal perspective,
amen.
It's about laws. You got to have people sign petitions to get government to sign over laws in specific cities. Because it's about controlling, first of all, your city government, your state government. So
right.
Whatever city or state you're
right.
in, you got to get the lawyers to
mm-hmm.
be able to say, okay, this is illegal. I mean, the reason the police get away with stuff is because police are not treated like criminals. If you are paid to serve and protect a citizen, that's more than the person that's doing premeditated murder. So if you are out here killing people on the street like you do, you should go into the state penitentiary. But the state penitentiary ain't gonna do it because of the code blue. Under the blue code, the police
right.
code, they're not gonna want to see either one of them because they're gonna say that's part of doing the job. But if you have a individual
right.
counsel, the Black America will say we want an individual investigation and counsel on every
right.
African American killed by a police officer needs to be investigated by a non-state agency.
Yep.
And they just like they did down in Mississippi. On Mississippi Burning,
uh-huh.
when they brought the people from out of town to find out all of the Klan and all the shit that was going on. But if you're an outsider,
uh-huh.
it's easy because you not have no bias. So you have to have an outside counsel go in there.
Mm.
Law.
Mm, hold on, let me
black people, hold on. Black people don't bother to get attorneys and judges and help them get laws, just like for the science, just like this coronavirus. We are sitting here listening to white people tell us about this disease. We the ones dying of it, but ain't nobody telling us but the fact that we dying of it. So why we keep listening to them? We should allocate our resources to all the black scientists, get them to present some part of black facts, and let's watch that on TV every day and watch the numbers and let them tell us what we need to be doing to not become a victim of this virus. We listen to these white
right,
people.
Right.
They, all they keep telling us is we die. That's the problem. We keep getting all white people to
yeah.
listen.
Gino, I need you on my
hold on,
show.
Let me make
Gino.
A quick
Gino,
hold on 1 second, Jim.
Gino,
I need somebody
Gino,
to mute your phone.
Gino, I want you on my show.
You want
Gino,
you on
I
the
need
show.
You on my show.
Somebody gets driving. Somebody's driving with their window down. I'm hearing a lot of background. You know, if you're not speaking, can put yourself on mute because it's a lot of static
yeah.
and it drives Sean Ross crazy.
Gino.
Or if you got your speaker on,
yeah.
whatever, in that aspect. And
yeah.
and Gino,
on,
we double broadcasting right now. Go ahead.
Oh
Jimmy.
Yeah, we are. I'm listen. You're on my show, Gino, and listen. Thank you. You see everybody on the Jimmy Underground Radio Network. You see, this is why HBCUs are so important. Now,
yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Ross. I booked the crossover like they're gonna jump me. I got these uppity. I mean these ignorant slaves. I mean because they don't exercise their rights. And everything you said is so excellent, Gino, because let me tell you about me and Purvis Thomas, my friend Cadillac, he's in Chicago, he's a minister here. Right now, a bunch of children was outside because we had a stay-at-home order under the draconian mayor and Democrats. We can't go outside, so there's no graduations, there's no prom. So a bunch of children got together to come outside in 89-degree weather. And what happened? Police moved on down on them because they violated the order and got their ass kicked. So now, on the flip side, your boy Jimmy Lee, I'm downtown Chicago with a bunch of my white friends. We protested. I got rights to worship. We got cops all around us protecting us. For the last 3 weeks, we've been under protection. So this Sunday, I got a bunch of my white – I'm letting you all this know, Sean Ross. I got a bunch of my white audience going to be me and Cadillac, a.k.a. Purvis Thomas, for y'all straight people, the Capital Purvis Thomas. We're going to be at his church. I got them standing up with me because we're going to tell these black kids – in Inglewood, that you have a right to assemble. You see what goes on is we don't exercise our rights as citizens because they keep us as The only reason why we declare ourselves as second class citizens is because we don't exercise our rights as citizens, because we don't exercise our constitutional rights. Now, what I've been doing here is fighting for the right to worship and right to assemble. And what these kids have done was exercise their rights as freedom of assembly under the Constitution, but because of fear and ignorance, they don't even know they have rights. So I know this Saturday and this Sunday, me and Purvis Thomas Cadillac, we're going to have a press conference. We're going to take it to the mayor and the governor, speak for these black kids' rights. But what you're saying is so true. Gino, I'm going to have to get your information, put you on my shoulder, let my audience get a whole lot of what you're saying, because we only got 24 minutes left of my programming. But that's beautiful.
Okay.
Go on there, Ross. I'm sorry. All right.
Here we go.
Let me say this real quick. Here's one quick thing, Sean. One of the things you need to do in your neighborhood and your community is what you need to do, these young African-Americans. You need to take them in a mentoring session, but the thing you need to mentor them on is their rights, the random rights. If a police pulled me over and they asked me, what's the violation, officer? And he tells me, I said, what's the number? What's the code? If you know all the judicial codes and everything, your own rights, and you can recite them to the police officer, that puts that establish that fear in them. In black America, we're too busy doing to everything else that takes us off our direction. I mean, I feel like if you mentor these kids, and these kids, one of the things about our life is the further you get from civil rights movement, the further away you got from slavery, the less black knowledge you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because black people, all they can remember, to them, year 2000 is old back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't even have any of that information. It's up to us. We're not passing the torch of information.
That's
so
true.
If your child is told they're right, you can stop them. You've seen videos on Facebook where some guy gets pulled over by the police and he knows his rights. I said now is the time that I think it's vitally important that you get brothers that are police officers that have these discussions. Brother, help us out here. This is Jimmy. He's on his bike. Officer, tell him this, this, and this. What is his right? And you have these mentoring programs that tell him so these kids will know. Because the further you get in history, less these kids know. Now you in a society where your child is haunted. He is the prey. You know, black Americans
is a prey.
Wiped out quicker, faster than you ever seen in life. We are going to more funerals, read more obituaries than we ever have in this last year. So we got to start changing the motion. We got to start asking for more from our own selves, and we got to be funded financially ourselves.
Yes.
We got to use our entertainment.
Yes.
We need lawyers to help draw laws to change the way the society is, because that's the only way you're going to make it. Don't ask for reparations. Ask for education, because that's going to change the black community. If you send them all to college, every kid that comes out of high school with a 2.7 GPA gets an associate degree or a four-year at these particular universities, and the government pays for it, that helps level the financial field. Our kids ain't out here at McDonald's and at Tim Hortons selling and being on the front line, doing all these jobs that kill. They doing some jobs.
Right.
And Gino,
but dig it. We need to go and...
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
All right, hold on, y'all, Jimmy. Real quick, let me do this real quick, Jimmy and Gino. I got two millennials on the phone right now, Kiana and Stacy. You know, one's going to school and one just graduated. In 30 seconds, of fairness of time, gentlemen, I want each one of y'all to give them some uplift. If you got 30 seconds to make a difference in somebody's life, I want it's Kiana two females that one just graduated. Kiana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Kiana, and Stacy's here. Okay, and all right. So we have Orlando, Gino, Lisa, and Jimmy. Okay, I want y'all to take 30 seconds and give these young ladies 30 seconds on successful trips that you require. It's a mentoring aspect of it. Starting with Jimmy, give them 30 seconds, both of them 30 seconds, and then Gino will follow.
Give me a question again.
Question. What's
the question again, Ross?
30 seconds. Give them some upliftment, some mentorship that you think that you can tell them some 30 seconds that they can retain for a lifetime and share with others in the rebuilding process of our communities. Starting with you, Jimmy.
Well, listen, in 30 seconds, all I can tell you is just reminded you that you are an American citizen endowed by every law that the Constitution has given you. Don't let no one fool you to thinking that you're a slave. Once we got our freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has everything to do with us. The problem is, young millennials, that we don't know the Constitution and our rights, and we seem to lose them. You have a right to have a gun. You still can't. You just can't conceal it. You have a right to own a gun. You just can't conceal it. Just know your rights. Practice your rights, and then everything will be all right for you in this whole new century. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jimmy. All right. Gino, what up?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So y'all young women, so I just want to tell y'all this so y'all can understand from my old school guy. That the black woman is the true queen of this world, because if you take a, if you have a child with a Russian, a Chinese, Irish guy, what color is the child? The child is black. So therefore, the reason that we're haunted is because the godlike children is our females. Our women have to be lifted as a higher level, because the nurturer, the reason that as a slave that a sister was feeding the white man's baby, because the nutritions, they hunt down to get similarities of our DNA and try to transpose them into white people, because they already know that who's the dominant race. So if you ever know who God is you. God is inside of you. You got the queen of Africa and America, true God. So we should always look up to y'all and respect y'all, and always demand that from every man or any person y'all come up, because y'all are the true queens of this world. And people need to treat y'all like that. Don't ever like anything less. When a man treats you anything else different, walk away. Because you're a true queen. And until he realizes that, you got to keep it moving.
All right. Somebody's echoing. Who is talking in the background?
I love that.
Somebody got a lot. I love it. Good work, Gino. Good work, Big Brother DP. If you are talking, hey, move out. I'm trying to tell you, it's annoying. It drives me crazy on national radio. I want y'all to know that we are on Roku. We are on Apple TV. We are on Android. And Blog Talk Radio. We got to respect. We got to respect what you call the platforms we're on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Don't act me up. Start acting like Joe Madison. he told me I got rights. Jimmy Lee just told me I got rights. I'm not a slave to this meteorocracy. All right, Orlando Chapman, come on.
First of all, what I want to say is congratulations to you. And the thing that I can give you in saying, you know, to inspire is, first off, in order to make a difference out here in your community, you have to know what it is that you want. And the way the community actually works, understand how government works first. Use your resources and don't talk about it. Be about it. Because we got so many out here that you will understand and you will learn as you move forward in your journey that wants to talk about it with no action. You'll see a lot of movement. You ever seen somebody moving a lot but going nowhere? That's what happens when you don't understand what a conversation really is. You have to make sure that people never, ever, ever take your intellectual property for granted. Don't ever waste just conversation for nothing. Always be sure to listen before acting. Do research before you take steps. And that right there, if you can communicate and understand what it is, you find a medium to have a channel to be able to have a conversation. You can't talk over heads and under heads. You both have to find a common ground in anything that it is, whether it's relationship, whether it's in business, whether it's in, you know, you've been an advocate for something. Just understand those things, and I'm telling you, don't fall for the nonsense. You'll be all right.
Thank you.
All right. We got one more. Mark Bowden is in the building. Mark Bowden, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. All right, you've been hearing the show. Give these two ladies some inspiration. You got 30 seconds to tell them something that they can hold on to and cherish for a lifetime that will build them and their communities.
Are you talking to me, Sean Ross?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to say hello to everybody on the show, and happy quarantine. The only thing that I can tell you is that, you know, I'm going to just stay here, and I'm going to leave it at that because I don't have but a couple minutes. Just keep God first. Pray about everything. You know what I mean? And just operate in the wisdom of God.
Amen.
And you're going to do fine.
Amen.
Everything is going to move in the direction that you
Amen.
Want it to. You set a plan, and you go with it and move in that direction, and that's it.
All right, God is good. That's you got your uncles. I got your uncles.
Lisa, and then you got your Auntie Lisa. Lisa Stewart, Stacy, and Kiana. Let's give them some love. Go ahead. Bring it home. Bring it home, Lisa.
All right. Well, ladies, the first thing I always like to start with is self-love. If we learn to love ourselves, nobody can stop you. And I also would like to say one thing that changed my life is just traveling outside of the country. And then you see how important you are to other cultures. Your influence on other cultures is worldwide. So you have to learn your value and learn to love yourself. That's where I am.
All right, all right. So, ladies, Stacy, what did you get out of all that was just brought to you right now? What can you zone in? And then Kiana.
So I definitely feel like it's really important to know our rights and to definitely know how the government works. I feel like within our generation, of course, we were taught about it, but a lot of us in our younger ages. We, of course, weren't taking it as serious because we never thought we would have to go through this exactly. So I feel like during these times, people are definitely starting to read their rights more, definitely starting to be more invested into political conversations. So I definitely agree with that, and I appreciate your 30-second advice and talks. As of self-love, I think I can even speak for Kiana on this. We are huge on that. We also have like many talks, you know, on our lives on social media. Like it's really important to love yourself, and it's a huge motivation and a huge inspiration for yourself. And I feel like that's really important. And we even talk about traveling, and you know, we talk about having experiences because experiences is what makes you grow. And it's important to grow. You never want to be stagnant. You never want to, you know, you never want to be comfortable. You want to constantly, you know, learn and be taught. It's important to be open to being taught. And I feel like a lot of people need to understand that you don't have to be a know-it-all. It's important to learn things from others, especially people who are wiser than you. It's important to surround yourself around people who are wiser than you because that's how you learn. So I appreciate everything you guys said, and I totally agree. And, yeah, pretty much.
All right, Kiana.
Well, Stacy, honestly, hit everything on the nose that I was going to say. But I do want to still say thank you for the whole 30 seconds of giving us wisdom, because I feel like a lot of times people our age, we either don't receive it or we choose not to listen to it and actually take it in and do something with that wisdom. And so with everything that you guys have told me, I know for sure. I actually, when you guys were each talking, I wrote down at least one thing that one of you guys had said, and I got like 15 notes out of that.
Okay.
But the biggest thing, I can't remember who said it, but they said to make a difference, know what you want, and, you know, basically make a plan for that. And I think that's so important because we can always say, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that and I want this to change. But if you're not taking the time out yourself to really sit back and think like, okay, well, how am I going to accomplish this? What can I do to move forward or make a change? You do have to really take a step back and look at yourself, which ties in with self-love, to really just kind of see like where you move from that point on. I got a lot of notes from everybody, but those are like the two major things that
Okay. Hold on one second. I got one more person. It's stagnant. I'm trying to see if my engineer can get this line of this mic on Mr. Shuttlesworth. It's just rendering. If his mic is on, Mr. Shuttlesworth, you're hearing Trent Two Boogie. Uncle Trent is in the building. Trent, can you give these ladies 30 seconds of something that they can hold on to that'll help them last for a lifetime?
I would tell them just read and do their research. Don't be like a lot of these dumbasses out here who get all the information from Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, and other social media accounts, propagating lies, nonsense. Always read and research. Find out for yourself what the truth is. And move on from there. You'll be all right. Sound like Bright Girl. You'll be good.
Yeah.
That's my brother, T Boogie. Okay. And I do have somebody, another caller on the phone. I don't want to say your number out loud, but it's in the West phone. I think this may be Delisa. Am I right? Of Alpha Kappa Alpha. Is she in the building? Let me make sure. Would you like to give these ladies?
I was on earlier, and I did have to get off because I had another call. But hi, and this is a very good platform. I'm enjoying the discussions.
Well, ma'am, can you be so kind to give these two young ladies from Los Angeles, California, Kiana Larkin and Stacy, just a 30-second viewpoint, a golden nugget, you know, that they can hold to for a lifetime and share and with their community as they grow?
Well, absolutely. Well, based on all the different topics, I just missed the last few minutes because I was off the line. However, I can say, just stay true to yourself and your belief and, always move forward. Don't look backwards. Don't look back at past mistakes. Don't look back at negativity. Move forward towards your goal. And regardless of how bad it looks, don't stop.
Don't stop. Thank you, boy. Ladies, Alpha Kappa Alpha just showed up and showed out. Roo. I'm to the man of Omega Psi Phi, my Central Force Lodge. Boy, I'm surrounded. I got my brother, my main brother, my DP. Oh, the little ones? Oh, we jamming. My sister Lisa? Oh, y'all already know. So we're going to play this new hit all the way from the West Coast. I need to get y'all input on it. And then after we hear it, then I want everybody to give their tags. And we got a big show next week. It is going down. Celebrating Sean Ross's first year. I'm talking about they coming, all my fans, Lisa Ray, the crew, Vivica. We going to be turned up next week, y'all. P. Rome, I'm going all in, y'all, next week. But y'all check this song out. Right now, here we go.
Nip, hustle, rest up, King. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now, homies, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These teachers better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these brothers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dough. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, come get you a dope. Dope minds with 4 fives in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in, respect it. They connected to street beer. It's different than square business. You better listen. More specific, don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in. ATL, tap in.
In. We about to get cracking, cause the whole lot at the strip club laughing. Asking questions, they asking. More the baddie, then I know who to send you. Want some tree, I get you the menu. The evil that men do, tell the truth what I can do. Keep you from getting pressed, keep you from getting beat, keep you from being next. I'll tell you just where to go, show you shortcuts to the cities that I know. Connect you to the book and get you some real dough. Don't rock with them weirdos, but that's what I'm here for. Show you who is real folks, the people you gotta know. The do's and the don't so, and how to move on alone. So fuck with me out of control.
Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all in tune on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. That was my man Dre. Tap in, tap in. When you come to my city, you better tap in.
Delisa,
when you come to West Palm, you better tap in. You come to Cincinnati, Ohio, you better tap in. You come to Detroit, you better tap in. You come to Tennessee, you better tap in. Just tap in. Come to Corona, you better tap in. Come to the IE, you better tap in. Let's give it to my man Dre. Tap in. What y'all think about that song?
We're going to play that.
Okay, for sure. Well, yeah, to get tap. I know that. I know you like that. Hold on a minute, y'all, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get it twisted on the real Sean Ross Live Talk Show and Jam Session. We got celebrity, bona fide celebrities in the building. I got Scrappy. Y'all don't know who Orlando Chapman. Let me reintroduce yourself to the owner of the Real Nigga Apparel line. Yeah, that part. Orlando Chapman is in the building. And y'all don't know him. I'm about a 7L Scrappy. He is an artist. He got number one hit around the country. So, if you don't mind, can we get a Hot 16? Can we get a Hot 16, Lando?
Muted.
All my Hot 16s is in layaway, brother. Yep. I don't have no Hot 16.
How long is Sean Ross?
Okay, give me a Hot 8.
Is that over
in 3 minutes?
Huh?
I'm going to give you tap in. Jimbo, I need that public service announcement to run for me. The one that you have. Can you have Ebony play that for me?
Yeah, he wants to run a public service announcement. Yes, which one? He wants to
run. Unmuted.
Oh, shit. Which one you want to run?
The one I like. Run it. Just run it. I need you to run it real quick before we let everybody bounce out. This is the first time I want everybody to know on radio air that we are on like 5 different platforms right now with Simon Tansley connected with the Jimmy Lee Kilman Show doing this broadcast. Is it, y'all got me queued up?
A lot of time operating on children's.
Yeah, there you go.
And seeing the terrible thing that happened to families when their loved one was sick or was dying. But I noticed something else, that resolve that came and gave them strength to get through that.
That's not the right one. We got 2 minutes. We'll come back. I'm going to have that one next week, Jimmy, when you're on. Let's do it like this. Ebony, let's do it like this. Hold on a second, y'all. I need y'all to do y'all tags.
Wonderful. We have our creator to thank.
Oh, no, that's the least.
And when times are not so
Sean
bad,
Ross.
We
let's get this together.
And this too will pass. And it will pass a lot faster.
Hello, y'all. I'm so sorry about that. I am so sorry about that, y'all, because we only got 2 minutes, and I want to be so kind to give my guests that have been in the building, and I just want to say, hey, we're starting the 2 years. We are in the 2 years. I just decided to take this month to start the celebration, start next week, and we're going to be heavy here. Delisa, it's such an honor and pleasure. I've been trying to get you on the radio. I mean, because you're doing big things in the city of Palm Beach, Riviera Beach, from down south to up south, and we just want to thank you for being a part on it. And I had Roy Wallace check in from Phoenix, Arizona, big brother. I'm sorry, we're going to definitely get it. Y'all just got to tune in and get in the queue before so many numbers get in here and it just get bananas for me. So with no further ado, Kiana, you want to give y'all a tag? Let me show you how you do your tag. Lisa Stewart, can you give your tag?
Yes, I actually just started a new show, Instant News Hollywood. It is a podcast with my daughter. So check us out, Instant News Hollywood.
All right. Lando Chapman, can you give us your tag?
Yes, that's realentertainment.net or Orlando Chapman Sr. on all platforms.
All right. Mark Bolden, can you give us your tag? Mark Bolden, did I lose you? I probably lost
him. I said that's
Mark
353 Bolden. Promotion, 353 promotion at Mark Bolden on all social media outlets.
All right. Gino. You want to give your tag, big brother? Want to give your tag?
What tag?
Well, listen, Gino, say something.
Huh?
Google Jimmy Lee Tillman the Second. Google Jimmy Lee Tillman the Second. Google me. Jimmy Lee Tillman the Second. Google me.
All right. All right. Thank you, Jimmy Lee. T Boogie.
Thank you for
Delisa, what's your tag, Delisa?
Goodbye. SophisticatedOutLoud.com.
Y'all here. Say it one more time, please.
SophisticatedOutLoud.com.
All right, Jackson. I mean, I got everybody, T Boogie. All right, Atlanta. Oh, man, so many people, so many guys. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for tuning to the Real Sean Ross Live Talk Show. Next week, Lisa Ray be in the building with me, turned up. And got a couple of surprises, y'all. Jimmy Lee will be back. We're going to get the Republican, Mr. Zachary, Mr. Shelsworth. We're going to have a real damn. Oh, it's going down, y'all. Stay tuned. Tell a friend where you've been. And, of course, y'all know we out of here, y'all. Until next week. We only can do it like this, y'all.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that takes this tale will be busy. Be the clapping dog. Rhythmic dog. Harmonic dog. House dogs, get dogs. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dogs. Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
Listen to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Yeah, you listen to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I have somebody from Atlanta checking in. Who's in Atlanta? I'm about to, before I end this, I just want to give y'all a shout out. That's Atlanta, who's in Atlanta, Georgia? You can tell me who it is. Who's
Georgia.
In Phoenix? Is that big?
380 Gamma,
who's in
82.
Atlanta?
380 Gamma, 82.
380
Gamma, 82. Who's that?
Big 18. Now you haze me, big brother. Roy.
82. Who is that?
82. Roy. No.
Since
Roy's the deuce.
Since about maybe 10 family members down to.
Oh, Quinn. Yes, sir, big brother. Yes, big brother. Yes, big brother. I stayed with you, your baby. Oh man, come on, man. Yeah. I know you, Marcy, big brother. Don't get me to. I'm about to stab myself. I'm about to stab myself, big brother. Don't hate you, big brother. Come on.
Darnell Nash.
Come on, man. Come on, man. And Roy Wallace is on the phone to Roy. Roy, I think Roy. Phoenix, 480 or Russ.
Yeah, Roy was.
It's another.
I think Roy said he did sign in.
Yeah, 602, and I can't. You know, when I don't have to, it's hard for me to host. And engineer at the same time. Oh, damn,
That's true.
Yeah, I'm about to end this episode. But, yeah, bro, nice to see the Qs, man.
When are you in Atlanta again? When are you going to be in Atlanta again?
Atlanta.
But that's one place you don't normally go.
Next month. No, I'm trying to put the mark in. Not in June, July. I'm definitely coming
July,
in July.
July, you'll be up there? Okay. Because you know we had to cancel the seersucker event.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna be there.
It's not happening though, Sean. We canceled. It was supposed to be June. Supposed to be in 2 more weeks, but it's canceled. 3 more weeks. It was canceled.
Wow. Well, if you lighten up a little bit, brother, I will be there. But you know, they don't got a cure for it yet, so I don't travel that much. I'm slow. I'm about to do something next week just because I have to, just try to get a little bit of normalcy back, but. I'll be right back down here in West Palm Beach. I got to go to Cincinnati, then to L.A., and then back here to Florida.
So it's a little tight for me. I don't. Oh, and then I'm gonna lay it down, but I'll be locked in for another 3 months until they find a cure.
Mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait, and I can't wait till we get. I can't wait till we kick that damn Trump out the White House.
Oh man, it gotta happen soon. It gotta happen soon. It gotta happen soon. It gotta happen soon. This is the right.
He's terrible.
Yep.
So where's the radio station?
But we good, dog. Sir?
The radio station is where? Cincinnati?
Oh no, it's Los Angeles.
Huh?
Yeah, we on like we it's in Los Angeles. The station is in Los Angeles. The base,
oh, okay.
But
okay.
they're on several different platforms: Roku, Android, Apple TV, and Blog Talk Radio, and about to be on iHeart. So you know, you always more than welcome, Big Brother, to jump on the line. I let the bros, you know, some brother, you know, chime in. You know, at format, you know, when it depends, you know, who the guest is, but still, I always let the bros chime in.
Yeah,
I thought D. Brockman was on there.
Yeah, how you get on Sean's show, man?
Come on in. Oh, you got to call Brock. That's all you got to call, Big Brother. Just call. Let me know. You're on the show now. This is behind the scenes. We are recording. We're still recording. I got to hit the end button.
Well, he has to announce
right.
himself.
I was on there first, and he couldn't hear me. So I called back, but I checked.
Like,
hey, man, I'm on this call.
That's when I said call back, and I was able to, because I didn't know it's so hard. Now, I try to call the numbers, but it was like too many numbers today. It was just, the final lines were just lit up. So I get to poking when my sister ain't here to help me, you know, or somebody either doing the engineering work. It just get hot. That's why I tell all the guests they're gonna be on the call to call 5 minutes before the show starts. That way I can have everybody in the queue know who's who. You know, I can roll out. It's hard to add in the middle of the show and boom boom boom. I'm getting texts on another line. Boom 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 boom. Boom. So that's what it is, Big Brothers. Y'all more than welcome. Always welcome to get some shine. Again, we across
is that
the country.
Gamma bra on
so.
Is that is Gamma.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's another 80 camera, bro. Who's that, Sean?
I thought it was Roy.
Oh, that was Roy?
Hey.
That's Roy?
Mm-hmm. No, bro.
I
no, 480. Mommy, which way is this? I know, bro. I'm beat. I'm done. That's a good question. Hey, but Big Brother, D. Nash.
Yes, sir.
I'll be getting at you when I come to the ATL, bro. I'm gonna get off this line. You got my main line number, right? Let me hold on a minute. You the 404 number, right?
Yes, I am. 2460961.
Okay, I'm about to. Let me. Yeah, sir. I'm on it right now. Hold on 1 second before I end this session.
Once this COVID is over with, like when you be traveling places, just let me know where you at, and then I just meet you there.
Okay, yes sir. I'm on you like right on right for that. I lost my number. All my number nines.
Yeah.
Okay, big bro, I'm hitting you right now. Okay, y'all. Thank y'all for calling. This episode is officially over. Real bad. Wow. Yippee yo. Yippee yay.